Why did you go to North Korea?
Before we talk about that, I just wanted to mention that I saw you recently, and you appear to be taller and more muscular than you have been hitherto. And I noticed that your voice is a little deeper and a little more metallic.
There's a joke.
And I reckon that you are, in fact, not the real Lawrence Reed, but a sinister alien doppelganger.
Oh, you can tell it's Christmas time, can't you?
Well, I think you ought to be thoroughly ashamed.
Well,
sitting at poor Lawrence's desk, drinking his tea.
Yes, I'm outraged. I'm an alien.
Well,
my wife's been saying that for many years, you know. She thought I was
a
bit of an alien. Well,
I think it's a disgrace. I mean, even as we speak, yes, the real Lawrence Reed is suspended 25 miles above our stratosphere,
yes,
in an alien craft, naked and spread-eagled on a glass operating table, yes, having his flumjical regions messed about with a laser scalpel.
Yes, and I am very worried about this call and the sanity of the person here with. Hey, listen, it's good to get you on. What we'll do then is move away from this unusual...
Well, I cannot, sir, I cannot... I mean, for all I know, your real name is Thrarg, or some such dreadful name, and I think your purpose here is to consume human flesh.
Now, are you able to continue this conversation about North Korea?
Well, I'm just appalled that you should be sitting there pretending to be Lawrence Reed, whilst the real Lawrence Reed is in jeopardy.
That's fine. Given that I am, talk to me about North Korea.
Well, I actually want to speak, actually give a warning to Lawrence's family. Because what's going to happen is that this alien...
OK, we'll leave it there. I think we got the picture on that one.